Downtown Barrie is becoming Christmastown for production companies and, falling in line with the regular theme of such films, a well-known bakery is the hotspot. Earlier this week, Homestead Artisan Bakery and Cafe on Dunlop Street East was the site of yet another Christmas-themed movie, as there have now been six such films that have used the bakery as a backdrop. Homestead co-owner Caitlin Patrick explained how the bakery has become a go-to for film productions. "There was a movie being filmed last summer and they were location scouting in Barrie," she told Barrie Today on Friday. "They kind of stumbled upon the bakery and asked if they could film here for a day. We thought it was a great idea and a lot of fun. We even had a musical filmed here, which was so much fun," Patrick added. Since that first filming, the bakery, which is located at 80 Dunlop Street E, has been on the roster for filming sites. It didn't hurt that the shop was once featured on an episode of Food Network Canada's Project Bakeover, where renowned pastry chef, master chocolatier and entrepreneur Steve Hodge lent a hand to the bakery business. Opened in their current location 4 years ago, Patrick said Homestead has used the old brick interior as an exposed wall for the comforting setting of visitors. "And it definitely has a Christmas movie setting when you walk in. We thought that a while ago as well, especially since the majority of those types of films take place in a bakery or coffee shop," Patrick said. "This particular movie takes place mainly here in the bakery, so they needed 3 days. The other times we've hosted a production, it was one day or part of one." The filming of Christmas Lucky Charm occurred from Monday to Wednesday, headed by Canadian production company Brain Power Studio. Access to the bakery was shut down while it was happening. Patrick said that while filming is going on, no one could come in or out as even the slightest noise would disrupt a scene. "Basically, staff was given the time off, which most are on salary and got paid, so they enjoyed that," she said. Patrick was unsure when the movie would come out and if it will be immediately available in Canada, but she is hoping for an in-house screening. "I'm assuming in November or December is when it will air. We're unsure of those details yet," she said. "But we believe we're going to get a copy to be able to show here. I think it will be fun for people to come in and watch it while getting a look at the scenes filmed where they're sitting."